Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Take 10. This is Desiree DuBois, founder of An Empowered Woman and Let's Talk Success. And today I have the pleasure of speaking with Orna and Matthew Walters, who are the founders of the Love on Purpose Revolution. And that's a global online event dedicated to busting the myth of that love is supposed to happen by accident. Now, each of them independently has struggled with love relationships for the majority of their adult lives. Individually, mastered self-love and allowing them to come together in the form of a true soul partnership, Orna and Matthew work with clients all over the globe, utilizing the tools of transformation. They are dedicated to spreading the message that having love is an inside job and that it is never too late to find the love of your life. And they've been featured on countless television shows, radio, and print outlets, including NBC, Fox News, MSN, USA Network, KPFK Radio, and with Les Brown on CBS Radio. And they've also been featured as guest experts on Bravo's The Millionaire Matchmaker. So you referred to the power couple. Good afternoon, Orna and Matthew. How are you doing today?
Excellent. Good afternoon, Desiree.
Thank you for having us, Desiree. Such a joy to be here with
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. So why do they call you or refer to you the power couple?
Well, the reason that we got that is because when Matthew and I started dating, people would ask, you know, what do you do when you meet people, right? What do you do? And I'd say, oh, I'm a manifestation coach. And then they'd ask Matthew, and he'd say, oh, I'm a certified hypnotherapist. And they'd be like, wow, you guys are like the power couple. And as we started working with people in this love arena, what we recognize is that most of our clients feel powerless when it comes to their relationships. They don't feel like they're in their personal power, and there's a lot of personal power struggles showing up over and over in their relationships. And really what we do with our clients is we put them back into their power so they can feel like they are actually in the driver's seat of their love life.
So, you know, we speak to our professional women, our busy entrepreneurs, as well as the men, specifically to empowered women, and many of them, lots of them, no matter how successful they are single. And so you have a unique program that you kind of develop to kind of dig in and deepen kind of their love imprint?
Yes. Your love imprint is what we call it.
Your
so
love.
Everybody has a unique love imprint. It is what love looks like, feels like, and tastes like for them, you know. And specifically, I want to address the idea first of, you know, these professional, successful women who are struggling in relationships. And one of the things we find is the strategies that are making them successful are actually getting in the way of them being successful in love. And, you know, a lot of it is identifying what's driving that strategy. And a lot of what's driving that is what we call your love imprint.
So when we talk about your love imprint specifically, that is how you learned to receive love in your family of origin. You know, if you've ever been around a newborn baby, and I know a lot of these women perhaps have had their own children, but all of us have had an opportunity of being around a brand new newborn baby. And that baby comes into the world as the human embodiment of the energy of love. That is who we all are. It's how we all come into this world. I think it's why we love being around newborn babies, because they shine that spotlight of love on anyone who is around. They don't have any conditions on who they're going to give it to. They just shine that spotlight of love. And they will receive love from anybody who's willing to give it. There's also no restrictions on who they're going to give receive love from or who they're going to give it to. And this is our true nature. And yet, the human condition leaves us in a situation where we were raised by flawed people who were raised by flawed people who were raised by flawed people, and we learn from a very early age that love in some way is conditional.
And so it works like this, right? We have
mm-hmm.
some experience in which, you know, a parent, a mother, a father, either scolds us or doesn't give us what we need in order to feel loved and to feel safe. Because that's really what a newborn baby needs to feel in order to survive in the world. We need to feel loved, and we need to feel safe. And in order to feel loved and safe, we will take on any shape, any belief, any behavior in order to feel that feeling. And so when our parent doesn't give us what we need, to feel that way. We all wish at that age we had the ability to say, well, gee, Mom or gee, Dad, that actually isn't very useful to me. What would be really helpful is if you gave me a hug and told me you love me, right? You know, but children don't have that awareness. They don't have that understanding or even that ability to make that request. Instead, what that young child does is that young child says, what is wrong with me that my parent is behaving this way? And we take on a limiting belief in that moment. We think, oh, well, there must be something wrong with me. Maybe I'm not worth loving. Maybe I'm not valuable to them. Maybe I have to prove my love to them in some way. Maybe I have to prove that I'm lovable, right? We take on some strategy, some belief, and some behavior, which we then, as we continue to use, becomes part of our subconscious understanding of who we are. And when we become adults and we start dating, literally our subconscious mind is seeking out people that reflect that belief system back to us.
And really it does this because we're wired as human beings, we're wired for survival. So when we talk about things in the subconscious mind, the subconscious only has the ability to put things in one of two buckets. It's either the known bucket, right, which we can also call familiar, right, the known and familiar stuff. And then there's another bucket, which is the unfamiliar or the unknown. And remember, the subconscious can't judge, right? That's what happens in our big prefrontal cortex. So it doesn't say this is familiar, this is good, or this is familiar, this is bad. It just has the two buckets, known, unknown. And this program or strategy that we've developed around love and receiving that emotional intimacy, that emotional connection, that love that we want from an intimate partner is locked in there. And it is running this program over and over and over again, even if it is not getting us what we desire, because that is what is familiar about love.
So let's give an example so that this is more concrete and not so theoretical, right? So we were speaking with a new client yesterday, in fact, and we were in our early session. What we try to do is we try to determine what her love imprint is. And as we were delving into her relationship history, there was a common pattern of lack of trust, where she didn't feel like she could trust the men she was with. She couldn't trust them to step up. And what happened was she ended up mostly being in relationship with men who couldn't commit, who didn't want to commit, who really couldn't step up. And even though it was comfortable for her because it was known, it wasn't getting her what she wanted. And when she would end up in a relationship with a guy who was a really decent guy who wanted to be in a committed relationship with her, she felt really uncomfortable and she felt like she couldn't trust him. And in some way, a lot of those men would end up fulfilling that promise, right, of being untrustworthy in some way, or they would leave or they would run away when she would try to take the relationship deeper. And so then we started looking at her pattern within her family of origin. And two things really jumped out to us. The first was her relationship with her father, who was just not really there. He was somebody who was a workaholic. He wasn't present. And when he was home, he wasn't even emotionally present. So she really felt like she couldn't even trust him to show up. And he was also a bit abusive verbally, right, an emotionally abusive presence in the family, and both her parents would fight a lot. And so then the pattern with her mother was, her mother, after these fights, would basically say, I can't take this anymore, and she would say, I'm leaving, and she would literally leave for like a day, but she wouldn't take her daughter with her. And so even though she had a very good, loving relationship with her mother, she kept being abandoned by her mother as a little girl.
And so,
it's this
pattern.
Yeah.
No, but I just wanted to find out. So the thing is that so a lot of this happens in childhood, but you think that, and it's still even as women grow and they adapt new mindsets and experiences and successful businesses or other success in their life, they still, these things haunt them, these memories and these, you know, patterns still haunt them.
Well, absolutely, because remember, it's not memories. This is a program that's in your subconscious mind. It's how you learned what love is. That's why we say your love imprint is what love, you know, feels like, smells like, tastes like, touches like, right? That feeling of what love came, what the package it came in your family of origin, is hardwired on your subconscious, like your hard drive. And so it's still driving all the choices you make in relationship, even who you have that spark of attraction with. And we've all, you know, had that friend, or maybe it's you, that goes from one relation to the next, and it's basically the same situation over and over again. It's lather, rinse, repeat. It's a different face, but it's the same details. That is a perfect example of this love imprint at work. Because remember, Desiree, you are the common denominator in all of your relationships, and the world is as we believe it to be. So it's not about memory. It goes much, much deeper than that. I mean, if I asked you, Desiree, when is the last time you asked, You actually thought about how to tie your shoe?
I have it.
Right. It's probably been a few decades.
Or
right?
Even thought about how to drive your car.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is something that when you learned how to do it, it took some concentration. But, you know, now you just, you know, you throw on the shoes, you tie them, you run up, you're thinking about a million other things. Or, you know, when you learned to drive, it took a lot of focus and concentration. But now, you know, we're talking on the phone, we're putting on lipstick, eating a sandwich, you know, having a sip of water, whatever, listening to the radio, singing along, having a conversation, and we're not really thinking about how we drive the car. And that's really what's been happening in how we create love.
We always, you know, we have, you said in our bio, right, we are dedicated to busting the myth that love is supposed to happen by accident. And yet accidental love is what everybody thinks is romantic love.
And what we want you to understand is the statistics prove that it isn't about choosing a different partner, right? So many people think, oh, if I just had the right person, then it would all just work out. And this is the myth of accidental love, right? But you look at the statistics. I mean, the Gottman Institute did a study, and you know, everybody rounds up. It's where you hear that 50% divorce rate. It's actually a 48% divorce rate. I like to be specific. So on first marriages in the United States, there is a 48% divorce rate. Now, when you get to a third marriage, that number skyrockets because third marriages have a 75% divorce rate.
Wow. So you would think it would be less.
Right. We don't get better by changing partners.
That isn't where the problem is, because the problem is actually locked into your love imprint about how you learn to receive love in your family of origin and the blocks that are written in there in the subconscious mind. And we can't will ourselves to change this. It's like, you know, with that spark of attraction that we're talking about, it determines that as well, right? We've all had that experience of, you know, walking into a room of a few hundred people we've never met before, and we automatically connect with some of those people. Right? We connect eyes, we smile, we start conversations with some of them, but that's just a few percentage of the people in the room, right? All the other people, the majority of people in the room, they're like the extras in our own personal movie. You know they're there, but they don't stand out. They're kind of gray and in the background. And what we realize and recognize with our clients over and over and over again is as we begin to access the subconscious mind to remove these blocks to love that are in their love imprint, the world starts to show up differently, which means the people that were in the background that were just extras that you barely noticed are suddenly upgraded to a starring role. Like we had a client a few years ago in Florida, very successful woman. She's a doctor, had her own practice, you know, spoke all over the world in her field, and she had this limiting belief about love. She, you know, her limiting belief, which is not true, was that all the good ones were taken. Right, all the good men are taken, right? Because every time she found a man who she found a little attraction with, she'd realize he was married. And so this belief system was really ingrained about how love wasn't available for her. And really early on in our coaching sessions, I think it was about the third session, you know, we get on at the beginning of the call and she's laughing. And Matthew and I are like, what's so funny? She goes, I could not wait to get on the phone with you. You won't believe this. Over the last week, I met three men, all of them attractive, all of them age appropriate, all of them single and available, and they all live in my building. That's why she was laughing.
And they hadn't just moved in. Most of them had lived there a minimum of 7 and 8 years.
You know, and she'd met, you know, one down in the parking garage and one by the mailbox getting her mail and one, you know, getting off the elevator. I mean, but the truth is that she's probably passed these guys in the time that she had lived in that building numerous amounts of times. I think she had lived there about 9 years total. And so these weren't new people that showed up in her world. It's new people that, it's old people, right? People that have been in her world that are suddenly showing up differently because there's been a change in the love imprint about the belief about what is available. It's our belief system that's wrapped in about how we view ourselves and what is possible for us in the world.
That's incredible, and it's so powerful. But how does one, so what's the process? How does one change this? How do you recognize first what your love imprint is, and then what do you do to change that?
Well, it is a process. And the reason why it's a process to transform your love imprint is because we're complex as human beings, right? We're not wired like the light switch on the wall with an on-off position. So we're very complex. So it is a bit of a process. But the first step is to recognize what your love imprint is. So if you're curious and you really want to delve into this and do some self-exploration, you want to look at what has been your pattern in relationship. Can you establish a pattern that's maybe a plot pattern, right? Maybe you initiate, or maybe you initiate the beginning of the relationship, but the guy always initiates the end, the demise of the relationship. Or maybe you're the one who's reluctant to get in the relationship and somebody wins you over, and then you end up rejecting them, and you're the one who it always instigates the breakup at the end. So, you know, whatever your pattern might be, just start to look at what are the patterns. So it might be in the kinds of men that show up. It might be in the way the relationship begins and then ends. It might be a number of different ways for these patterns to show up. And when you start to recognize what the pattern is, you can start to delve into what the love imprint might be.
You know, the key is realizing, like Orna said earlier, you are the common denominator in all of your relationships. I remember once we spoke in an event, and when we were off stage and we were talking to, you know, various women who were coming up to us, ask us questions, one woman came up to us and she said, "Oh, I don't have any problem with relationships or men. I just need to stop meeting crazy men." Right? She just needs to stop meeting crazy men, as if it's the men outside of her that are the problem. And oftentimes that's the mindset we run up against, right? We think that the problem is outside of us. We think the problem is all men on online dating are just looking for sex. Or we think problem is, you know, well, men my age aren't interested in commitment or relationship, right? But the problem is not outside of you. The problem is inside of you, and it is a belief system, and it has a whole emotional component to it. And if you can do some investigative work, like Orna says, and discover the pattern, you can begin to get even deeper into understanding your own story about what love means to you on the subconscious level.
And when you get an idea of what that story is, or that strategy for getting love, like we were talking earlier about how, you know, maybe you learned that you had to earn love, or maybe, you know, you only got daddy's attention when you excelled in school, and so that was something that you knew, you know, that you, through being smart and getting things done and taking action. Or maybe, you know, maybe mom, you know, would really kind of freak out when you got upset when you were a little kid. And so you'd be upset and she'd say, no, you're not really upset. And so somehow on some level you learn not to really trust your feelings or trust your gut. And so you're always looking for validation outside of you about what's going on inside, right? That can be very disconcerting. So this idea of a love imprint, again, it's complex and it's a process to sort of transform it and dismantle it and remove those blocks. You know, Matthew and I have a number of skills between us. We have a very vast toolbox, we like to say, to specifically access the subconscious mind. We go through the body and we utilize symbol, image, story, and metaphor, the language of the subconscious mind, to do what we call pattern interrupts. So when we look at that, look at the pattern, we want to interrupt the pattern, and we do it on a very deep level at the subconscious level. And it's like giving somebody a new way to get to work that gets them there, you know, 10 minutes faster with less traffic. You know, Desiree, if we gave you a new way to drive to work that got you there 10 minutes faster with less traffic, would you ever take the old route?
No. So how long does the process really take? And I know it varies depending on the degree, you know, of work that has to be done.
It really is. it's hard to predetermine exactly how long it's going to take to break a pattern because, you know, as Orna said earlier, we are complexly wired as human beings. And it isn't until we start digging in and pulling things apart that we start seeing just how insidious some of these belief systems can be. And what we're always looking for, what we refer to as a tipping point in behavior. The more we interrupt the pattern, that we achieve this tipping point in behavior to where the new belief and the new behavior starts taking over and it starts sort of running the show. And that's really the goal when we're working with any client, right, is to create that tipping point so that then they are in the driver's seat. They are back in their power when it comes to relationship. And you know, we have different ways of doing that. We do that, you know, in live events, we do that in private coaching, we do that in intimate retreats.
Small group settings.
There's a lot of different ways that we approach this work.
And we did something, Desiree, because we you know, we've known you for years, and we really wanted to do something extra special for your community. And we have something that we want to offer your community. For anybody who is interested in looking at this deeper, they can actually get on the phone with us and have a love imprint session. So we can, in a sense, diagnose what their love imprint is. And this is not something you can find on our website. It's not out there publicly. This is really something just exclusively for the ladies of An Empowered Woman, so we can help you be empowered in your love relationships. So if you are interested in having a love imprint session with Matthew and I and getting on the phone with us, you can get that at empoweredloveimprint.creatingloveonpurpose.com. So it's Empowered Love Imprint, I-M-P-R-I-N-T, .creatingloveonpurpose.com. And for a actually really small fee, we made it incredibly affordable for as many of the women that are in your community that want to look at this work a little deeper, that want to do the deep dive with us. And we'll share with you, you know, this is really deep inner work. You know, Matthew and I always say, you know, the work we do is not the first stop on the personal growth bus line. But we will tell you, we are those coaches that are for the woman who has really tried just about everything else. You know, most of the clients that we have worked with have said, oh my gosh, I've done everything. How is this going to be different? And it's a different because we are going straight to the source. When we start looking at your specific love imprint and the inherent blocks that are literally blocking you from love, and it's stuff you're not even aware of in your conscious mind, so that you can re-choose. So that you can have a selection process that's helping you make the selection, not just from your conscious mind, but who you have that spark of attraction with, because that's what we all want. It is absolutely written in the stars, the cards, or whatever, however you want to say it, that you will have the spark of attraction with your beloved. But you connect with your beloved on the path to your highest and best self. And really, that's what we do with our clients. When you step into your own power in love relationships, you're really in the driver's seat to feel empowered and make a choice that will bring you what is in your true heart's desire.
So that URL is empoweredloveimprint.creatingloveonpurpose.com. And for women who are just sort of want to, you know, take a slower approach. You want to do a little investigation on their own first. We also put together a free report that they can get. It's called, you can find it at Empowered Love Report, creatingloveonpurpose.com. So that's Empowered Love Report. creatingloveonpurpose.com.
And that special report is called 7 Major Mistakes Single Women Make That Block Them from True Love and How to Avoid Them. So this really goes over 7 different concepts around blocks to love and how we block ourselves, you know, that you may not even be aware of. And I can assure you that if you go and get that special report, you're going to see yourself in some of these quote-unquote mistakes. But they're really blocks, right, this idea.
You know, I listen to you, and it's absolutely fascinating because that is such a big deal or such a big difference in a person's life. And again, as we approach our success in our businesses, our children being often coming empty nesters and wanting to travel, wanting to think seriously about who we're going to spend the last of our days with, As we get older, we're more set in our ways. We develop patterns and habits and lifestyles that have to be matched. And so the concern becomes, am I going to find the person, one, but more importantly, is this the person that is going to be my dream person? And I say that because I've participated or know of different relationship coaches and agencies, you know, the matchmaking type of agencies, and they have suggested, and I can suggest to people, the person that could be great for them, but it's not that person's, you know, what dream person, dream man, for example, what they dreamed of when they wanted to, when they were young, you know, and it's a good person, and it could be that even the right person for them, but it still doesn't match that dream. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what distinction I'm making?
We know exactly the distinction you're making.
Exactly.
And the truth is, right? Yeah, the truth is, and until you, whatever program you're doing, whether it's working with a matchmaker or doing a law of attraction type program where you're really envisioning that relationship and creating the vision board and doing all of that, or even using a dating coach to have better dating strategies, whichever one of those programs you're doing, unless you address the subconscious beliefs and emotional patterns in your love imprint, it's going to be very difficult for you to meet that, what you call your ideal person. Oftentimes we find that women are choosing in reaction to the past, but choosing in reaction to those failed relationships. Like, well, the guy I'm divorced from was like this. I definitely want the opposite of him, right? And your dream isn't the opposite of what you had before, right? Your soul's desire is not to be with the opposite of the guy who didn't work out.
Or, you know, think about it this way. We don't create a business that way. Nobody goes into business thinking, well, I want a business where I'm never in debt, or I want a career path where I never have to ask for a raise, or I want, right? We don't do it in anything else. But in the love arena, we're always in reaction to the past, and it's reinforcing those blocks and those limiting beliefs about what's possible for us. And so what we want you to know is it's never too late. It is never too late to find the love of your life and to create a life together. You know, we know a lot of your community are women who have built a lot of things on their own, and we would like to ask you this. Wouldn't it be amazing to have the support of your beloved so you can share a life together where you feel supported, and that having that person in your life actually makes every part of your life more valuable?
Absolutely. I think absolutely. And one more question of curiosity. What if the person, for whatever reason, cannot really delve back or don't remember the things that happened as a child that could have been actually instrumental in their belief systems?
Certainly.
Do you have a way to find that?
Yeah, the techniques that we use don't require that you actually have memories of the events.
And actually, even more importantly, we don't rehash past events. So
right.
We don't talk about the past in our work with our clients. We're not, it's not a therapy model where you're sitting talking about the plot points and events of what happened and your disappointment or hurt or sadness. That is not at all how we work. We actually work utilizing the language of the subconscious, which is symbol, image, story, and metaphor. And it's actually incredibly effective and efficient, meaning it's fast. So we know that the therapy model, and there's nothing wrong with the therapy model, but it's not the model we use, because the therapy model is about talking about what occurred in the past. And in the work Matthew and I do, we're actually interrupting.
About transforming the past.
Yeah, we want to transform the past. If you're continually talking about what you do remember and the disappointments of the past, you're just reinforcing that pattern again and again and again in the work that we're doing.
What most people don't realize is memories are malleable. We think of memories as being set in stone, but we literally can change the way we think and feel and react to the memories of our past events and stories in our life, and even to the point to where, you know, we can forget that things even happened if they're no longer important to us.
Beautiful. Well, I think it's fabulous. Could you repeat again, one, how they can get the report, and secondly, how they can get in contact with you? And actually, what is the investment if they do the coaching or the session with you? It's a worthwhile investment.
Oh, sure. For the Love Imprint session for your community is a special. Again, you cannot find this on our website anywhere. It's $197. We made it very affordable. If you want to get on the phone with us for a Love Imprint session, go to empoweredloveimprint.com. creatingloveonpurpose.com. And for $197, you can get on the phone with us and have us diagnose your specific love imprint. It's actually an application that you'll get. And when you go there and make your investment, and you'll get the application, and you'll go straight to our online calendar where you'll schedule the time to talk with us dependent on your availability and matching that with our calendar. There's lots of opportunity to speak with us. If you're looking for the free report, again, that's 7 major mistakes single women make that block them from true love and how to avoid them, you can get that at Empowered Love Report, empoweredlovereport.creatingloveonpurpose.com. And if you just want more from Matthew and I and you're curious to find out more, you can go to our website, creatingloveonpurpose.com. And there you can check out a whole bunch of stuff. There's a lot of resources at our website. And we do have a weekly newsletter called Love Notes Weekly. And we actually take questions every week in the Your Turn, Ask Orna and Matthew. We answer one question a week in our newsletter from our community. And it's really our goal to bust this myth of accidental love and put you in the driver's seat and empower you when it comes to your love life so you can feel empowered to make the choice of a good match for you and have that spark of attraction with your ideal man, bring in a beloved relationship.
Well, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Orna and Matthew, you've been part of our community for years. I was trying to remember how long it was ago, Matthew, that you first came to Empower Woman as one of our on your panel.
Yeah, your Valentine's panel.
You remember how long
that
was?
That was before we were married. It had to be, you know, at least seven years ago.
Wow. Well, you've been empowering our community for that long. So I would appreciate your time, your expertise, and on behalf of Empowered Women, and telling me to again, stay empowered.